Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to Toby for getting us up to speed. Let's go caller 10 right now. At 800-636-1067. Congrats, you're winning a couple tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner Double Trouble Double Vision Tour. This is Saturday, July 25th, Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. This is courtesy of Live Nation.
We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
It is time for your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. We'll cover the Wizards, the NFL, and the Commanders. Let's get it started. We'll even crowbar in a little Caps, perhaps, as they get ready to go out west and play three games on the road in California. But let's start with the Wizards. They are at the Philadelphia 76ers at 7 p.m. tonight. Second evening of a back-to-back, and Varun Shankar, who covers the team, joins us now. What a win. What a fun game. What a good environment last night. Varun, I know you were there for the post covering everything against the Milwaukee Bucks. That was a rare, strong, fun outing. 129-126 winners. What'd you see?
It was a really good game for the Wizards. You could tell even midway through the game when they were down by 10-plus points that they were playing okay. It was just that their three-point shot wasn't falling. And eventually, the three-point differential started to even out for both teams. And you saw the Wizards come back and play with some real poise. Their veterans really took over down the stretch. And then you saw Bilal Kulibaly's defense was great all night. And he shined really at the end, getting that steal on Giannis Antetokounmpo and going all the way for a dunk that all but sealed the game.
So I wanted to ask about Kulibaly's defense. It stood out. I mean, yeah, the steal and the dunk obviously is awesome, but it felt like throughout the evening he was harassing Giannis or whoever he was covering. That was a pretty impressive showing there.
Absolutely. It was interesting because I feel like in earlier matchups when the Wizards have played Giannis or players with similar body types to Giannis, they put Keyshawn Jordan on him. I thought that's where the Wizards might go, but they started with Kulibaly. You could see that even if Kulibaly struggled sometimes to deal with Giannis' size and just strength, and who doesn't, obviously, he's one of the best players in the league, Kulibaly's quickness, his length, and his anticipation really helped him disrupt plays and really bother Giannis. I mean, you know, the big man had more than 20 points, but he had 5 turnovers as well. He was not the usual dominant player he was. He was just a step shy of that.
Varun, as far as the late minutes last night, McCollum made some huge buckets. Middleton was great. How should I feel where all I care about is the kids and I don't really care about the veterans that are, you know, having good moments in a lost season? What do you take out of the performance as far as building blocks go?
I mean, CJ McCollum keeps having performances like this. He might have some legitimate trade value at the deadline. Long way away from that, but it's something to keep in mind and something to think about as we see him bounce back a little bit more of this last couple of weeks. Beyond that, I think it's still good for these young players to get experience in. And yes, McCollum and Middleton were the ones who had big shots, but Keyshawn George had a couple really good assists late where he drove inside, despite not having a good offensive game, and was able to get those jump-off passes to Marvin Bagley. And you saw him really play with some pace and composure, despite struggling on earlier in the game. And then, of course, Kulibaly's getting these kinds of experience guarding the best players. And now, where before he would do well, but maybe not have success. Now he's having success, and it led to a victory, which isn't something you could say very often for the Wizards.
Varun, thank you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
See you, my friend. Hit that cap sounder, please, Darius. Oh, Grant and I will do that. GP, the Caps pick up a little three-game West Coast road trip starting this evening against the Kings, who we just saw feels like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and the Capitals are playing better hockey. They have gotten right at this point. Look at the standings in the Eastern Conference. They're one of the hottest teams in the East right now. Winners of four in a row, seven of their last 10. In fact, no other team in the Metro can say either of those two things. The Capitals have 32 points. With a win, if they get a little help tonight, they could be tied for the top spot in the division. So how quickly things turn around. They do have a game in hand on some teams behind them, like the Penguins and the Flyers. So you go out there and you lose two out of the three, or you only get, you know, a point, let's say, out of these possible six, you're going to come back here and you're going to be near the bottom of the Metro again. Everything's very jumbled up. But you got to like how they're playing. They're scoring a lot of goals finally. The kind of lid is blown off on that end of the ice.
So they coming off a stretch from towards the end of October through the beginning of November where they lost 8 of 10. Now, you just mentioned the streak that they're on. I think it's, what is it? Is it 7 of 8 that they've won? What's the difference that you see? Like in terms of comparing that bad stretch to the good stretch, what's kind of the main driving force? Is it line shuffling, just the way they're playing?
Even
what is
strength,
it?
They've been good all year. I think special teams were killing them and haven't as recently. Their penalty kill's gotten better. Their power play's not great, but it's been a lot better. I'll tell you who's been a game changer on their power plays, Ryan Leonard. Leonard's having an awesome run right now in a stretch where they're using him more. He's getting minutes. He's working with guys that I think offensively can allow him to look a little more skilled and gifted, which is critical. But I think they've been better on special teams. And frankly, they were... I know people don't love hearing this, but like the metrics said, they were a lot better than their results.
Yes.
It was going to happen, especially their expected goals and some of those things on that end of the ice. So if you go back now over the last four all wins, they pummel the Blue Jackets 5-1, they beat the Jets 4-3, they beat the Leafs 4-2, and then they throttled the Islanders 4-1. You know, they've outscored their opponents here 2-1, basically, going back over these last four games, and it's four or more goals. So offensively, they've been a lot better. Alex Ovechkin has been hot at an empty netter last time out. Tom Wilson's on pace for 47 goals. Here's what I'm interested in from a Caps perspective. The Olympics are this winter, you know. I want to know which of their players make an Olympic team. I mean, they have a case in several possibilities here. Logan Thompson should be in net, I think, for Team Canada. Tom Wilson wants to be, probably should be on this team. I saw that Jacob Chychrun is now getting a lot of noise to be an Olympic player as well. All possibilities. The question is, remember, the rules in the Olympics are different than the NHL. There's no fighting. There's not a lot of physicality or hitting like there is in the National Hockey League. Might you go with like smaller, faster skating skilled players than a Tom Wilson?
Yeah, it depends on how you want to build.
I still think the way he scores and the way he skates at this point as a power forward, just his size, I would still want him on that team. But if they were playing NHL rules like that tournament at the All-Star break last year with the fights and stuff with all the countries coming together, he'd be a no-brainer. I'll be curious to see if he makes it, if Chicky makes it, if LT makes it, like who gets into the Olympics.
Do you want them to?
Oh, hell yeah.
I wouldn't mind a veteran team have more guys with their feet up.
These guys want it so badly. So, yeah, I want Tom Wilson to have, and there would be a career-defining moment outside of the cup for him. You know, supposedly, I was talking to someone who said, I mean, this is like, he's desperate to be on this team. So, yeah, I think it'd be good for them and their development, and being around stars is always ideal, I think, to just help guys get comfortable on that stage. I think it'd be good for the organization, and selfishly, I cannot wait for the Olympics. So, yeah, I absolutely want those guys in. Game one of three, as Danny said, out west. Late night Caps, 10:30 start locally as they take on the LA Kings. All right, let's keep the blitz moving. We will talk football with our buddy Ian Harditz. Not just all things fantasy, but a very sharp football analyst wherever you want to discuss, whether it's the betting market or just all things reality as well. Ian, I want to talk Cowboys-Lions with you. The Detroit Lions are home on Thursday night, taking on Dallas. Are they a loss away from being cooked? If they don't beat the Cowboys, are they done?
Sure seems that way. I mean, look at the kind of playoff percentages, and this just seems like one of those good old-fashioned, you know, loser leaves town sort of matches, just in the NFL instead of the WWE. So, going to be a fun Thursday night one. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like the Lions are going to be at 100%. Sun God Amon-Ra St. Brown came out today and said he, you know, isn't going to completely close the book on playing, but just trying to have that quick turnaround coming back from the ankle sprain, it would be surprising. So going to need some big games from Jameson Williams, maybe Isaac Tesla, who's flashed with his opportunities. Obviously, Jahmyr Gibbs doing his thing as well. But, man, as we've seen, guys, that Cowboys defense has gone from, you know, a complete dumpster fire to maybe just bad ever since getting Quinton Williams and some of these guys.
How good is Myles Garrett? Like, quantify what we're actually seeing here.
Well, he's, what, 4 sacks away from breaking Michael Strahan and T.J. Watt's sack record, so that's a pretty good start. But just seeing what he was able to do even against Trent Williams last week was really the crazy part to me. I mean, we're talking about someone who's been arguably the best left tackle in the game for the last 10 years, and he just had no answers for the guy. And how could you? I mean, we see him with his shirt off at a press conference every now and again, and the fact that that dude can be that big and also that agile just really isn't even fair. So kudos to the Browns, man, because this dude obviously wanted a trade during the offseason, and the Browns rightly realized, hey, we don't trade someone who is arguably the single best football player in the league. So we'll see what happens, guys. I mean, he's got the Titans this week. Cam Ward, someone who's taken a ton of sacks already. And just, you know, regardless of who he's playing, it seems like he can go out there and rip off 3 to 4 on any given afternoon. So absolutely incredible season. And honestly, man, in a year where I know Drake May has done a ton of amazing things, and he deserves to probably, you know, be the MVP front runner, but it would be really cool to see Myles Garrett at least get a few, you know, real MVP, not even defensive MVP votes. That's just how good he's been.
Yeah, if that team was in the playoff run, I think you'd hear a lot more about that probably. Ian Harditz covers fantasy for Fantasy Life. He joins us here on our Beltway Blitz. So you've got Lamar Jackson, I think you guys do, outside of the top five in fantasy quarterbacks this weekend. You know, there's a lot of people either in the playoffs or probably on the precipice of, you know, if you're in that 8-5 range or whatever, you're trying to get into the postseason. What's going on with Lamar? Can he still be counted on as a, like, don't even worry about it, QB1 on your team? Or is this a matchup thing now?
I got him at QB7, which, again, I think in all my years doing this is probably the lowest I've had him ranked since going back to, like, his rookie season. So it really has been a new low for him. The easiest answer is, indeed, just him not being at 100%. They can say whatever they want to the media and this and that, but I do think just looking at the injury report, continuing to see him missing those Wednesday practices to start off the week tells us all we need to know. So, guys, I mean, again, the factor ends up being just 3.6 fantasy points per game from rushing. Normally, he's well over 7. So when you really do cut that part of his game basically in half, it is going to, you know, show up big time in the box score. I will just say, I think better days could be ahead. Now, obviously, this Sunday, we got, you know, a good old-fashioned AFC North rock fight, you know, with them taking on the Steelers. So not saying we're going to see, you know, a bunch of fireworks or anything there. But despite the rushing not being great, Lamar's still averaging 8.1 yards per pass attempt. That's the second highest mark of his career. It's the third best mark in the league. And it's one that would be even higher if we didn't have some shenanigans going on last Thursday night. Zay Flowers having the iffy OPI. DeVontae Walker letting a couple of chunk games go off his hands. Heck, I mean, he would have had an extra touchdown to his total. I should say a touchdown to his total if Isaiah likely just could have held the ball going across the goal line. So, again, hasn't been the usual Lamar. I'm not trying to be, you know, Captain Iff here, make a ton of excuses, but I do think that, you know, maybe not quite as bad as we may have to be when we add something to gain context. I do think better days will be ahead.
Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers good?
quick and right to a question. I think they're okay, man. Like, the defense has been better than, I'd say, average for most of the year. They had that horrific 3-game stretch where they had to face, like, Drake May, Josh Allen, and Matthew Stafford back-to-back-to-back. But overall, when you got Vita Vea holding on the line, I think they just generally do a good job of making opposing offenses one-dimensional. And then when Baker Mayfield is healthy enough and not just having one of the shoulders freaking hanging off his body, he's obviously capable of playing at a high level as well. So I just hope we see them kind of get to full strength. Lest we forget, didn't have Bucky Irving for a good 2 months of the season. Mike Evans is a candidate to return to practice soon. And really encouragingly, guys, we did see Chris Godwin return to action 2 weeks ago. And even out last week, he actually was looking like his former self in terms of making guys miss after the catch. So overall, this year, have they been good? I think they've been okay, but they might actually be getting good again when it matters most here in December. So we'll see what happens down the stretch.
Ian, I'm going to give you some of the teams atop the standings, and I want you to tell me, yes or no, are they an actual Super Bowl contender? As in, can this team actually win the title and it wouldn't shock you? So I'm going to go rapid fire here. Patriots.
Yes, I mean, Drake May is playing as good as any quarterback in the league right now.
Broncos.
No, I think Bo Nix has been inconsistent, and as good as that defense is, I don't trust the offense.
Jaguars.
No, haven't seen enough from Trevor Lawrence. Defense really living off of takeaways. Kudos to Liam Cohen, but I'm going with no.
Those are the top three teams, by the way, in the AFC, crazy enough. Bears.
I'm going to say no. It's a real nice step in the right direction. I don't see the defense as a legit threat. And unfortunately, as much as Ben Johnson has turned that run game around, still too much inconsistency from Caleb and company in the past game.
Ian, thanks, buddy. Good catching up.
Thank you, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, dude.
Let's talk Commanders football. Localize the conversation with our guy, Mitch Tischler of Monumental Sports. Mitch, why don't we begin with Sunday night's game? You and I enjoyed that one together from just a few feet away. Can you take solace in that? Like, are we at a point where you can go, hey, moral victory Tuesday here. They looked a lot better after six losses, and then that one making it a seventh, I can deal with this.
No, I mean, there are no moral victories. I think what I take away from it is we saw a team go out there and fight hard very, very infrequently this season. We've seen the team come out and play well on, you know, pretty much in every phase of the game and also have some fight and some grit to it. I like that that happened. Maybe part of that is getting some guys back healthy, you know, getting Terry back on the field makes that offense totally different unit than it was without him. But at the end of the day, I mean, they've lost seven straight. They've looked terrible. You know, I think these next two games are going to be pretty big as far as how we look at the rest of the season or as we look back on the season, because these are two winnable games, Vikings and Giants, coming up, and you hope they're able to continue playing hard and playing with that same kind of will that we saw on Sunday night.
Does Jaden Daniels play this weekend?
I sure hope so. I think it's a great game for him to come back for. You know, then you have one kind of warm-up game before you get to the gauntlet of the final four games against the NFC East, which I think are also equally as important for him to play in, both, you know, because he's a guy who needs to see the field and get a little experience. Also, playing those four NFC East games in a row, those are teams that he's going to see, you know, for what you hope is the next 10 years of his career. So you want as much time on the field against those guys and as possible. So I want to see him this week, but ultimately I think, you know, most important is going to be those final four.
But do you think he gets cleared? Like, I'm with you 100% on him needing to play more football this year, but for this Sunday, he hadn't been cleared yet. Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't know, but I certainly think so. I mean, when you listen to Dan Quinn talk about it, you know, because it's his left arm, you know, not his throwing arm, it's more about, you know, getting contact and hitting the ground and all those different things. And quite frankly, you know, you see it with knee injuries all the time. I think he'll be out there with that giant bulky brace on his left arm. You know, as long as he's able to kind of freely move it, I don't see why they wouldn't clear him. But ultimately, you know, you got to trust the doctors and you got to trust those guys that are in charge, and it's going to be up to them. But I think he'll be cleared. I think he'll play Sunday against the Vikings, and I think you'll see kind of that big, bulky elbow brace on him, similarly to what we see with Sam Cosby in his knee or other guys.
Why were they so much better able to run in the natural running game, handing it off to running backs against a really good defense in Denver than they'd been in some time?
I mean, I don't want to oversell who Terry McLaurin is, but I think having a bigger threat on the outside makes a huge, huge difference. And, you know, Terry played a complement of plays. He wasn't out there every offensive series or every offensive play. But the more explosive players you have on the outside, the less defenses are able to stack the box, the more you're going to be able to run the ball. I also think getting the ball into Chris Rodriguez's hands has been a big difference maker. I mean, we've seen it the past couple of weeks, and we saw it kind of build, you know, I'd say over the last 5 weeks or so with him. But he's a much better between the tackles runner than Jacory Kroski-Merritt is. And I think that, you know, if you're able to kind of, you know, use some of that power and get some of those dirty yards between the tackles, it opens up everything else on offense.
Mitch, thank you. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys.
Monumental Sports is Mitch Tischler as part of our Beltway Blitz. Guess who's calling the Commanders game against the Vikings? Something we won't in real time have to worry about because we will be at the game on Sunday in Minneapolis. Adam Amin and Drew Brees, the new broadcast team, because Brees took over for Mark Sanchez. So Drew Brees will be on the call of Commanders football for the first time. I'm excited for that.
That is nice.
I think he's sharp, man. But yeah, he got that limited chance on NBC, and everyone said he was terrible. He did like two games. It's a hard thing. It takes some time. I think he could be a very, very good commentator.
I definitely think that.
Which member of the five-person Grant and Danny radio team would make the best boyfriend prospect? Who gets the most green flags for how we live our lives? We're going to find that out next on G&D.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What the hell did I do?
Why commanded did I, the funny. Apparently.
Why did I earn that?
You're the lieutenant commander of the command force.
Was I rude, Darius? Is that what happened during the break?
This is one of those things where, like, I saw it and I was like, "Huh, this would be funny to play this."
Unprompted,
right now.
Unbelievable.
Been a little while. G&D, welcoming you back on the fan. So I saw this list, and I figured this would be fun for the show. I don't know if this was actually voted on by someone or if this is just a woman's opinion, but a lady on social media a couple weeks ago tweeted this out and it went viral. And I said, okay, I got to quiz the boys at some point. And now is that some point?
Okay, here we go.
So here's how I want to do this. Darius currently is a single bachelor, as is Toby. Ryan is technically not a bachelor as he has a girlfriend, but I think bachelor just means you're not married.
That's what I thought it meant.
So I guess he kind of is in pencil. But Ryan lives alone. Toby lives alone. Darius has his own spot. So basically, we are going to go through this list. You and I will have to play along based on our time when we were single and living alone.
Sure. Or Thanos snap type situation where you and I are single again somehow. We could put ourselves in that
right,
headspace.
But this is just about your apartment, essentially.
Oh,
it's literally your living situation. So we go one by one here. And so we've actually been there, done it. Did we, yay or nay, like check or X on these things? So here's how we'll do this. I think it's called green flags in a man's apartment. And whoever has the most green flags at the end of this wins, and you're the most dateable, eligible, intriguing member of our show.
You are the number one bachelor seed.
So here's where I'm going to start. Do you have a collection of expensive candles that you burn in your house? Now, this is actually one where I'm green flag Paulson. I am team scented candle, always have been. I love buying candles, lighting them, burning them at my house. So this is a yes for me. Danny?
No. I mean, I had a candle or two, not a set of expensive candles.
You live by yourself at an apartment, you're not going to go buy some nice candles at like Yankee Candle or something.
No, I mean, I always had a candle or two, but not what they're talking about. So no.
Darius, candles?
I am a sucker for some Bed Bath & Beyond three-wick candles. That is a green flag.
Three John Wicks? Wow.
Dad's
three
John Wicks. Got a green flag. Toby.
Ryan can collaborate this story. I was actually showing him a candle earlier today. I don't think this would count as expensive, but I was showing him a KFC bucket of chicken candle that I was considering buying. If that counts, then yes.
That does not count.
I wanted to say yes so bad. So I like how we started. It's like Ryan's been over to my place. He knows.
Yeah, exactly.
He can corroborate. It smells wonderful.
I think you said collaborate or corroborate. Corroborate, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Tobes, do you have expensive candles in your house right now?
No.
All right, Tobes is no green flag for Toby. Ryan.
I actually do. I have a $50 candle.
Okay, however.
Wow. Whoa. So
here's the caveat we need. Current Clary is different than single Clary. So you have a bunch of stuff that your girlfriend has probably brought over because she co-inhabitates and lives there with you.
Uh-huh.
So this is like before you had a girlfriend in your apartment with Dylan, did you have nice candles?
We actually did.
Okay.
We were a candle household.
Green flag. I'll give it to you.
Wow. All right. So we got three yeses and two noes.
All right.
So far.
Nice hand soap. So this is not just run-of-the-mill hand soap. Like you buy a nice hand soap to have on the counter in all the bathrooms at all times. Mine was no. This is nubby. I always just had like a bar of soap right there on the counter. Or I would buy something super cheap, like a couple dollar hand soap to spray, but I never had nice hand soap.
Super cheap hand soap. So not the bar, because the bar is nubs.
Yes.
And even I got to that point where I go, that's too much, because now it gets stuck to the
it is gross.
The kitchen, to the counter or whatever. That's not
so these are red flags for you and me.
Two reds.
Darius?
I can't go anything over $2 for hand soap. So
it's a no.
It's a no for me.
What clarifies as nice?
I think non-run-of-the-mill. Like you just walk in and you buy the first. Do you care about hand soap or not? Do you out hand soap?
I love the milk and honey hand soap.
That's a yes.
I think that's a green flag for
Green Tobes.
So do you seek it out? You go to a store to find the certain soap that you like?
Yeah, I love that hand soap.
And then you'll have that on the counter when you walk. Toby gets a green flag?
Green.
Clary?
Red flag. I use Dawn dish soap at dish soap. Yeah, at our old place.
What?
Wait. Dawn. On your hands?
Yeah, it was bad.
You use Down dish soap?
Dawn or Down.
I want to stop this segment and do nothing but
talk
about it.
It was bad, I know.
Are you talking about dish soap?
Yeah, dish soap.
It was gross, sticky.
Clean, man. It got us clean. So it's a no. It's a big no.
I cannot believe that. I want to come back to this later, just so we're all on the same page. You understand the question?
Hand soap in a bathroom.
Right. Yeah. You can't use dish soap
for
your hands.
You put dish soap in your bathroom?
We used to.
You put Dawn dish soap in the bathroom?
There is Dawn.
It's not even meant to wash hands. It's not for skin.
You're right. I can call my friends, ask me all the time.
So you routinely did this, like more than just for a week or two.
Oh, like, shoot, we're out. What can I wash my hands with? Let me go grab a little Dawn in a pinch. You place Dawn dishwashing soap in the bathroom.
Yes. And our old place, the new place that I have now, it's like a $2.
You and your girlfriend have a place.
I'm sure.
This is very different. This is not the touch of a woman. This is you and your roommate. This is Bachelor Clary.
Dawn dish soap.
Oh, my God. All right. Actual toilet paper, not a single ply situation. So this would be, I guess, quote unquote, a more expensive, nicer toilet paper. I'm a yes here. I always want multiply. I want the best toilet paper money can buy. This is a green flag for me.
This is my only green flag, probably. I want to wipe with a cloud. I can't have any scratchy mess back there. It's going to get a lot of use. Stuff that I'm going to use a lot, we're going to go ahead and pay up for that. Absolutely.
Dad.
The nicest you can buy.
That's so funny.
The Rolls Royce of potty paper for me.
Yes, green flag. Have to have multiple plies. One ply just won't do it. It's unbelievable anybody would do that.
I'm not in prison, all right?
Toby?
Luxury. Only the best for my behind.
There we go, Toki. Let's go. So that's back-to-back green flag.
Ryan used Dawn dish soap for his...
Ladies, Toby is an eligible bachelor. Just saying. He's got back-to-back greens.
He's got two greens.
Oh, yeah. We're a charming household. So, I mean, absolutely, we are going all in on that.
All right. That's two charming. For you, I believe, as well. Charming, by the way. Mm. You know, he's a charming lad.
He's a charming guy.
So he uses charming toilet paper.
Charming down there.
All right. I'm out here. Big-time red flag. No clothes on the floor. In your bedroom, are there clothes on the floor? Do you throw them into a pile at some point? I absolutely do. Always did. So this is
you're a pile guy.
Red flag for me.
So let me ask you this: this is probably you didn't do the study, so you're going to be annoyed.
So easy. Do you ever put clothes on your floor?
Like, has it happened in history? Yeah, but like, if I think someone might come over, I'm not leaving them there.
This is not if someone you're cleaning up for company on a random Wednesday. Someone shows up at your house. Yes. Are there clothes on your floor?
Most likely, yeah.
Me too. Red flag.
No, I always make sure my clothes are in a basket.
You don't have any clothes strewn about in your room?
I like if post laundry, I'll have them like on a like a little couch or whatever. And I might get to them in like 2 days from now. But as far as like if I get home and get under, I'm putting my clothes in a basket. They will not touch the floor.
Green flag.
The question is more so how big is the red flag for me when you can see more clothes than floor?
It's a pretty big red flag.
Mm.
Gigantic flag, Tobes. Clary, it's like the flag across the whole field at Northwest Stadium before the game, the American flag.
My closet's a mess, but my actual bedroom is empty, like zero clothes on the floor.
Ever. Then that's a green flag.
Green flag.
Yeah, closet's allowed to be a mess.
So far, Ryan leading the clubhouse, by the way. He and Darius tied at three.
Okay.
Mr. Dawn dish soap over there.
Yeah, exactly. He should lose a couple for that. If you're just joining us on Grant and Danny, I saw this thing online. These are green flags in a man's apartment. We're seeing who the most dateable of the members of the show is. No dishes in the sink. This would have been a green flag for me at all times because I never cook when I live by myself. And if I did, it was like I'm using a paper plate. I'm throwing it away. I'm fairly cleanly. There was never dishes in my sink. So I'm a green flag here.
Yeah, never. Never. And it's for the same reason. It's not because like, I'm using them and leaving them for later or letting them soak. I think when I lived with myself, I don't think I used a dish in the 2.5 years I lived alone.
I am a let the dishes soak kind of guy. So, yeah, I have dishes in the sink pretty often, I would say.
Let the dishes soak is so nubs.
It's so nubs.
It's a terrible
that's just,
bit.
It, you're it's lying just all I know. Also, but you're lying.
What do you mean I'm lying?
Well, they don't have to soak. You could just clean them and put them away.
Or I could let them soak and then put them in the dishwasher later, which I do.
You could, but you don't need to.
Let them soak.
I mean, are we talking about pans or are we talking about plates?
There's
no reason to ever let a plate soak.
You're more so talking about like pans and bowls and stuff like that. Plates, probably less so, yeah.
Tobes.
This is as big a red flag as one of those big flags out front of a Perkins. Remember those? Yeah, red flag for me.
Right now, just a sink full of dishes?
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving just passed. I cooked a few things. Sorry, it's going to soak for another week.
You still got plates from Thanksgiving in the dishes.
Oh, we're pre-Thanksgiving as well.
Oh, Toby!
Man, that is tough, Toby.
In that Dawn dishwashing solution there.
That is good.
Yeah, I might use Ryan's hand soap.
I was
going to
say Ryan's hand soap.
Ryan's going to go wash his hands on those plates. Okay, Ryan.
Never. I get Sice to do dishes. It's one of my weird chores that I actually really like.
That's strange. All right, so give Clary another green
flag. Another green flag?
Wow.
So look at our dateable young man.
She doesn't know how good she has it, apparently. All right, uses face wash. Do you use face wash? Bonus points if it's not a 3-in-1, I guess, whatever that means. I never used face wash. I would wash my face in the shower. I've never once used like an ointment and rubbed it on my face.
With the same soap that you're washing everything else with?
Oh, of course. It's not a bar, though. I use like a bottle of face wash, a loofah, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not a face wash guy, so no.
Huge face wash guy. Grooming lunch all day.
But you weren't using Groom & Lounge face wash when you were 26 years old.
Definitely was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I've been a face wash guy forever.
Okay.
Yes, I do use face wash. Sparingly, but I use it.
A couple times a week, yeah.
We'll give you a green flag for that.
Okay.
You own face wash? You use face wash? Go for it.
Every day in the shower? Yes.
Owns a hairbrush? I own a brush and a comb, so that's a yes for me, I suppose.
Owns a hairbrush?
I'm more of a comb than a brush guy, but I did have a brush in my house.
I've never had the need for a brush my whole life.
I think I probably used a brush like 2% of the time, but I had one.
Is that just in case someone comes over that needs it?
I think it's like...
Because that's tough to hold that against somebody. I mean, no, I've never owned a brush. I've never used a brush. I have a comb. I comb my hair. I have short hair.
Yes, do have a brush and comb and pick and all that for the beard. So, yes.
I don't have a pick.
Well, you don't have a thick beard like I do. So
that's a good point.
You would need one for that.
Yeah, hairbrush does nothing for my hair, so it's just a comb.
Perfectly reasonable. Ryan?
Airbrush guy?
And you've said that before.
Yeah.
I've never gotten you being a big brush guy, but I appreciate that.
Look at all these green flags. My God.
Plants that are living plants in your apartment. This is a no for me. Absolute, unequivocal no.
No, what a giant waste of time. No.
Absolutely not. No.
Toby, living plants?
No chance.
Red flag?
Hard pass. Hard pass.
Clary gets a red flag on this one. All right, these are green flags in apartments. We're seeing who the most dateable member of the show is. Wine glasses that are not stolen from a bar. I guess I had wine glasses, but I always lived with a brother or something, and they were theirs. So I have to think about this from the perspective of, like, if I'm by myself and I only have the things I bought, I would never have bought a wine glass. So for the sake of the exercise, I'm going hard pass on this.
Yeah, I did not have a wine glass that I bought. Like, it would come from an event or something, right, and they didn't match, but it wasn't a set that I got, no.
Yeah, I've never purchased wine glasses or owned any wine glasses.
Yeah, I'm in trouble as well because my drinking cups are from Capital One Arena, so...
You can drink wine out of that.
You just have a bunch of souvenir cups.
Yeah, if you want to celebrate the 2024 ACC tournament being there, then great.
That's great.
You want some Merlot in the 2024 ACC tournament cup?
Pour some nice white wine in the ACC tournament cup.
It actually helps to let it breathe a little bit. The tannins will come out.
This one's a keeper. This is the CAA 2019. Clary, what do you got?
I got red Solo cups. I don't have wine glasses.
Red Solo wine. Who could do it better? All right, so that's red flags all around for the boys. Let's go. Let's get some green flags for the boys here.
Come on.
Clean sheets that smell like detergent, not boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming up at 5 o'clock in 12 minutes on Grant and Danny, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Bill stops by. We'll also talk about Dan Quinn yesterday addressing the media and suggesting he might call plays defensively next year. Not something he has ruled out after taking over the coordinating duties from Joe Witt. Things have gotten better over the last 2 weeks. I guess that's a path for Joe Witt possibly still being here and having a gig next year. If Dan Quinn's going to be the play caller and you just want somebody to work under you that's not calling plays to help you all week long and be the de facto coordinator, you know, Monday through Saturday. Maybe that's a job Joe Witt keeps, and then Dan Quinn calls plays on Sunday. My guess is, though, you'd like to go find someone who can call plays and bring someone in from outside the building who's battle-tested. Like if that Brown staff gets blown out, a Jim Schwartz is available or something like that. Maybe that's the route you go.
You would think, right? You need to go more experience there, probably. Some instead of the, hey, this guy got promoted from a previous role and, you know, he was a hot candidate. Maybe some more pelts on the wall here might do you better.
All right, so I want to tally up the green flags before we move on to see who the most gainable member of the show is.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. This is how I think the latest college football playoff rankings will look later tonight. Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and Texas Tech will have buys.
I told you before.
While Oregon will have Tulane come to Eugene to square off in the 5-12 showdown. Followed by Texas A&M hosting Virginia in the 6-11 spot. With Ole Miss welcoming in Alabama 20s, for the 7-10 matchup,
it was,
and then finally Oklahoma hosting the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in an 8-9 showdown. I'm Zach Gelb.
I know that's gross, but I'm just keeping it real with you. So I would have to say they smelled like boy, whatever that means.
This is the story of the one. As the purchasing manager at a manufacturing
plant, 100%.
She knows the only thing more important than having the right safety
ones at times, like count on one hand
there when you need it.
When I live by myself,
that's why she partners.
Yeah, how much of an unmitigated pain in the ass that was.
So her team members can count on her to have cut-resistant gloves on hand.
There were times where
each shift can run safely and efficiently. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by.
I just don't even remember how many times that would have been.
So I'll swap them out. I had multiple pairs of sheets, right? So what I would do
at Audion here, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable
nice
for everyone.
What I would do
this
is
Christmas
go,
holiday,
build
enjoy exclusive
so
like savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids.
Right, bring that
clear,
load of laundry,
comfortable, and ready to use
house.
Right out of the
but
box.
There's a
and
lot
here's
of
a study worth hearing.
For
research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at AudienHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
I'm like a once a month-ish
and it's
guy,
not gonna work.
So I don't know if that counts.
It's not going to count.
That would, yeah. That,
not for
that
this.
That flag's not green.
Yeah. Amazing by my standard, but not by theirs.
What color does the baseball team play in Cincinnati? What do they wear?
They wear the Reds.
Yeah, that's a red flag Reds. For yeah. you. Toby.
Massive red flag.
How red?
Pretty red like yours was.
When is the last time you washed your sheets?
Oh, man, that's tough.
He went to Spurrier.
Can you remember?
I don't know if the
what
Nationals
year?
Were still playing. Maybe training camp was going on.
Oh, summer. Goodness. Summertime.
You can I rub think, a little Dawn on there.
I'm trying to remember
right
if Mackenzie Gore had just thrown 13 strikeouts on opening day or not. I don't know.
So you cannot remember the last time you washed your sheets?
I can tell you it was past opening day. It's been months. Let me put it that way.
Okay, right. So you're saying like opening day was in April. So you're going back to winter, spring.
No, I'm saying like it's sometime in the fall. I think sometime during football season they have seen
more recent than
opening.
Yeah. All right.
I think by the time the Commanders started disappointing me, I had washed the sheets at some point in there.
All right. Let's just put Toki down for a red flag. I think, and by red, I mean like red like an apple. All right, Clary.
Red flag. Red flag. Big red flag.
Finally, last one. More than two things in the fridge without anything expired. I'm going to up it to five things in the fridge without anything expired. The idea is having some food that you could cook, I guess. And the answer for me to that is no. That's a red flag for your boy. I just never, ever, ever cooked. I guess if you could have like frozen things, that's mostly in the freezer though. So I wouldn't have had like cold things that often in the fridge. I'd have a bunch of stuff in the freezer I could throw into the oven. Maybe some snacks. But those were never in the fridge, so no.
Yeah, so at that age, I didn't want to clean up. Like, cleaning up to me was the worst thing, and that would make a mess if I cleaned. So the answer was no, I wasn't going to do that.
So I got five green flags out of 10. How many did you get?
Four. No, eight. Check it. Three.
Oh,
three.
Okay.
Three.
Darius.
I do cook. So, yes, I do keep things in the fridge. When things expire, I throw them out pretty much close to immediately. So, yeah, I have a green flag on this one.
How it's many five green for flags? Darius. All right.
Darius
got
five.
Yeah, I'm all right, guy.
Toby.
Yeah, I mean, if we're just going with things in the fridge, fine. But as soon as you throw in the not expired bit, we're in trouble.
Oh, that's true, because there's a caveat here. None of them. You know what? I don't think that's fair, though. Even in my current fridge with the wife running the shop, we have a ton of things in my fridge that are expired.
Yeah,
but sauces and stuff.
I mean, if sauces count, then we're good.
I think she's talking about, like, rotting food.
Meaning, like, can you come home at night and prepare a meal?
Exactly.
That's what you're getting at.
Like, what is expired in your fridge that you're worried about, technically, here?
I just bought new eggs because my other eggs expired.
Oh, so that's tough.
Yeah, so that's a no then.
So we're going to go red flag.
Call it a flag there.
So how many flags did Toby get?
Toby's got three greens.
Oh,
that's
Tobes.
A three green
Come
situation.
On. I wanted you to have like nine.
Danny gives me hope.
I was going to sell Danny you to the masses hope. Here. All right, Clary.
Green flag.
Clary.
I'm a silly cook.
Chef Clary.
Chef Clary, I'm always cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.